Blog Talk Radio.
Inside MLB, your host Benson Fechter and Will McLennan will be celebrating Ken Griffey Jr.'s career and one of the greatest and most painful catches of his career. And you too can be calling the show if you call in at 516-666-990 or enter our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB. MLB Inside MLB.
On the same base, Lester 1959, and another of Bill Beek's stunts. 3'7", Eddie Gator returns to Major League Field on through the mission out of my helicopter and dressed as Martians. The quartet shakes hands with Nellie Fox and Luis Aparicio. Near second base on Comiskey Park's infield and gives him ray guns. As the PA announcer informs fans the crowd, the E.T. have arrived to help the somewhat short Keystone combo in their struggle with giant earth. And so, pretty strange on the same base of his school, if you ask me.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, fans, now it's time for the baseball joke of the day. And a man walks into a bar with a dog. Bartender says, "You can't bring that dog in here." "You don't understand," says the man. "This is no regular dog. He can talk." "Listen, pal," says the bartender. "If that dog can talk, I'll give you $100. The man puts the dog on a stool and asks him, "What's on top of the house?"
"Roof."
"Right. And walks out on the outside of a tree." "Bark." "And who's the greatest baseball player of all time?"
"Root."
"I guess you've heard enough," says the man. "I'll take the 120. The bartender is furious. "Listen, pal," he says. "Get out of here before I bail you." As soon as they're on the street, the dog turns to the man and says, "Do you think I should have said DiMaggio?" That's the baseball joke of the day. Now, well, it is time for the random for the day. And you can call it at 516-666-9900 with your guesses for the random part of the day. And so the first clue is he was formerly an Oriole. He is currently a Mariner. He was also a Ranger suspended for PED use. And those are your hints for the round of the day.
Nelson Cruz.
You are correct. And that's the round of the day. Call in tomorrow with your guest to try to be the first player ever to win those honors. And now, since we are celebrating Ken Griffey Jr., and on this day, actually, one of his greatest catches he ever made, also probably one of the most painful catches in his career. So first, just Ken Griffey Jr. and the legacy and history of Ken, how he sort of... Our fans, we're going to go to break in a minute because we need to resolve and check a little bit close, but when we get back, we'll continue with Ken Griffey Jr. We're back on Inside MLB, and I believe we have resolved technical difficulties that we were receiving, and so I'll just give you a quick rundown on what happened today in 1995. Ken Griffey Jr., who is the reigning AL Home Run champion and reigning AL Gold Glove Award winning center fielder, crashed into the right center wall of AL Kingdom to make this spectacular catch, and also this the Home Run Derby in 1994. He did win. That is the logo for the current band, which is a pretty prominent baseball organization that there is. Right now, that is owned by Nike. And they, as Ken Griffey Jr., what he's always done, how he's always done his play, he's always flying over the field, doing whatever he has to do to gain victory. Sort of reminds me of a modern day Bryce Harper. But most people already knew that if they did see Ken Griffey Jr. play, I was not lucky enough to actually see him live. But watching his highlights and going over and just talking about him today, reminds me a little bit of a modern-day Bryce Harper and how well he has to work at the plate and in the field and how willing he was to sacrifice his body all over the field.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, you think of Ken Griffey Jr., and he just seems like a really exciting player. I mean, he could really do everything. And I think that catch just really summarizes his whole career.
I mean, at the time when this catch did happen in 1995, the Mariners were clinging just to a 4-3 lead over the Orioles. It wasn't something so obviously big. And Kevin Bass, he drove a pitch from Randy Johnson to right center field. And when he saw it gone off the wall, the Orioles were going to take the lead. But Griffey, who had to hit a center foul ball to hit the Orioles again, sped toward the kingdom wall right center, leaped, slammed into the barrier, caught the ball, and shattered the spread. So, as we said, Bryce Harper is always getting injured with what he does. He's usually not healthy, but this year he is. So, another way that Ken Griffey Jr. is reminding us of Bryce Harper.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just watching that catch, that's just amazing aerobatic. And
I mean, of course, Ken Griffey Jr. was famous for the length he'd go to in order to catch a fly ball. I mean, as we've been talking about Bryce Harper, up to and including running flat against the wall. I mean, he is also known for the Ken Griffey Jr. I Got It, which you can watch on YouTube, and it's him actually sprinting across the country, track and hit. So, I mean, there's been videos and stuff made about him just going for any length to catch a fly ball. I mean, it reminds us, as we've been talking about, several major league players. I remember a couple of years ago at PNC Park, and he ran straight into the left center field bullpen metal fence to get a ball. And Ken Griffey Jr. would do that and more just catch a fly ball.
Yeah, I mean, this, as you see now, a whole bunch of guys are just really growing up here and trying to do whatever they can to get ahead or catch the ball.
I mean, but that grab against Orchard is probably one of the easily the greatest catches of his career and probably of that year that he made it with baseball. Even though it's sent to the table, it's an injury that affected him for years to come. So this one catch, I mean, altered his whole career at one point. It made his legacy were greater, and obviously the length he'd go to catch fly balls, but it also altered his career. You don't know what numbers he could have put up and what records he might have been able to break if he did not do this catch, if he wasn't such a team player. So, I mean, any other player can say a star player like that, has like the Mike Trout and Bryce Harper's out there, but the older guys, I mean, they probably wouldn't go those lengths to catch fly balls because they want to keep their career going and obviously want to be remembered in history for greater records than Ken Griffey Jr. did the shoot.
Yeah, and it just kind of shows the just how he played. I mean, he was definitely a very exciting player who would go everywhere to make the diving catch and save multiple runs.
I mean, Ken Griffey Jr. was no stranger to the deal. Just another way that he is resembled to Bryce Harper. He missed a month of play in his rookie season after breaking the fifth metacarpal bone in his right hand when he slipped on the wet bathroom floor of his hotel room. All told, Griffey would make 12 trips to the DL in his career. 22 MLB seasons, Griffey played 140 innings or less 10 times. Somehow, he magically managed to win 6 of 3 career homers anyway. So, all the injuries he did have in 6 of 3 homers, if he did play full seasons in all 22 of his major league baseball seasons, and he didn't make that catch that altered his wrist and his swing for the rest of his career, who knows what he could have done and where he'd be on the record board right now. And that just sort of shows how big a team player he was, doing what he does for us, his team, day in and day out.
Yeah, I mean, guys would definitely love to have a player like him that he would really risk his body and spirit just to win the game for his career. That's another great example of
him. I mean, I think he's probably made us hit 100 to 125 more homers. I mean, those extra homers would probably put him in close proximity to Hank Aaron and Barry Bonds, which, I mean, that in the 90s was big because that was the era of Barry Bonds when he was taking third. I mean, who knows, Ken Griffey probably is what we know was a clean player. So that could have altered everything and made baseball, I think, a much better sport today. Not only that, Barry Bonds was a top foot leaderboard because of his steroids. And I mean, personally, I like to see Ken Griffey top that was very well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, overall, I think I speak for many. Ken Griffey Jr., I think, is just more fan favorite than Barry Bonds, and I would be a lot happier if he would surpass him.
I mean, this catch really was amazing, absolutely memorable catch, but it's hard not to watch and think what might have been if Ken Griffey Jr. just would have been less of a team player, just would have been more selfish, I guess, so to speak, and to see where she was stacked up, and might have been, as you said earlier, the top leaderboard in everything on the Baseball Home Run team. Yes, definitely. All right, we're going to give a quick break, but that's all we have for Ken Griffey Jr. today. But when we do come back, we will go into how Johnny Cueto, he did have his MRI taken, and there was no tear shown in his ligament. That is a very good thing for Reds fans. So you can stay tuned for that. Make sure to stay tuned. Remember, fans, you call on at 516-666-9992 or enter our channel at www.wildproperties.com. And that MLB to be a part of the show. All right, we're going. back on Inside MLB. And instead of going into Johnny Cueto, we're going to be updating the All-Star ballot. And we're just going to start out with, obviously the votes are being counted. They're coming in at Rapid. And, again, this is the first year that it's exclusively online. So, I mean, as we, I believe, talked earlier, just it prevents, like, guys like Rafael Furcal, who didn't even play a game, being on the All-Star ballot. So, I mean, it's interesting to see where we are right now and how everything is going. So, I mean, this is the start of the American League, a complete All-Star game ballot update, and we'll be doing these every so often. And so we're just going to do a quick rundown. At first base with the number one vote, it's Miguel Cabrera. He has received 1,347,001 votes. Eric Hosmer of the Royals received 1,101,738 votes. Mark Teixeira has received 342,788 votes. Jose Abreu has received 222,288 votes. Our Pujols has received 217,576. So it's a big gap that we see from Eric Hosmer to Mark Teixeira. So it looks like the two front runners that we're seeing right now are Miguel Cabrera and Eric Hosmer. Well, I mean, they're only separated by about 200,000 votes. So do you think Eric Hosmer can catch up and beat Miguel Cabrera for the American League first base spot?
Well, I mean, I think as we're approaching June, and even though it may seem a little far, we're getting closer and closer to Cincinnati, but I think he definitely can. I mean, he's not he's far, but I mean, with some time, I think he can definitely catch up with his game improves greatly.
I mean, 1 million votes already for both the players, so that's obviously 1 million votes for both of the players already. That's obviously something to be proud of. And Miguel Cabrera is 1,347,000, which is a lot. But 2,000 compared to what they got already, that's about a fifth. So I think Eric Hosmer does have a decent chance of catching up. That's how the American second baseman in the league, number one, Jose Altuve, 1,301,754. Omar Montes of the Royals, 715,345. Ian Kinsler of the Tigers, 348,115. Devin Travis, 320,572. Justin DeGroote, 320,420. So, I mean, it's looking like Robin and Lampard here. Goes out to it's looking like he's going to run away with it. You think Omar Infante has any chance of catching up?
No.
All right, and now it's time for the American League shortstop. Number one, Altuve's ethical has received 4,191,268 votes. Jose Iglesias has received 826,382 votes. Marcus Simeon, he received 354,954 votes. Judd Lowry, 336,354. And then they rate 217,417. So, I mean, a little bit of a landslide here with Altuve's Explorer, the only one in the millions of the world. So, do you think Jose Iglesias has any chance of catching up to see
how many does
Jose Iglesias has 826,000.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Jose Iglesias having his breakout year in 2015, and I just think if he's going to keep improving, that he'll definitely be able to pass up Escobar.
We offer third base, offer first Mike Moustakas. The Royals, he has 1,261,000 votes. Josh Donaldson, the Blue Jays, is 876,000. Pablo Sandoval is 348,000. Manny Machado is 266,000. And Adrian Beltre is 205,000. So Mike Moustakas here, only 1 million. Do you think Josh Donaldson with 876,000? Like Moustakas is 1.2 million. Do you think Donaldson has a chance of catching up?
No.
All right, now it's time for the American catcher for Royals again. Salvador Perez catching 1,447,753 votes. And I do believe that's the highest received yet. Even though of the Athletics is 795,000 votes. Russell Martin, Lucas has 395,000 votes. Brian McCann has 342,000 votes, and Caleb Jason Joseph has 205,000 votes. So do you think, I mean, Steven Vogt is 700,000 votes away. Do you think he has any chance at all if he can get him within maybe 500,000 votes of Salvador Perez?
No, I don't, and I just think this might be another Royals that will be starting on the All-Star squad.
For Justin Mayhera for Mariners, Nelson Cruz, he has 1.2 million votes. Kendrick Morales of the Royals has 900,000 18,000 votes. Alex Rodriguez has 351,000 votes. David Ortiz has 340,000 votes. And Victor Martinez has 276,000 votes. So, Nelson Cruz is up by 300,000 here. Do you think Ken Shamrock will go with another Royal again and catch up with Nelson Cruz?
I don't think he's going to be able to do this one. I mean, he's just so good.
And he was our runner for the day today. And two more Royals in the outfield. Lorenzo Cain with 1.3 million votes. Mike Trout. Lorenzo Cain had more than Mike Trout. Mike Trout has 1.2 million votes. And Alex Gordon has 991,000 votes. Adam Jones has 981,000, so he's only 10,000 behind. You want to test for this, at 668, and then Alex Reyes is 629. So, can we see that? I mean, do you think Alex Gordon and Adam Jones have... I mean, do you think Adam Jones has a chance? He's only 10,000 behind Alex Gordon to get into that spot.
Yeah, I definitely think so. I mean, Adam Jones is just such a good player. But also, Alex Gordon, is it? I think he also has a good chance.
So, I mean, as we said, the votes are coming at a bad pace, and the leader right now is from Phoenix, 4 million votes. So, I mean, that surprised me. I think Miguel Cabrera and Mike Trout would get those, but Lorenzo Cain, my bad, Salvador Perez has 1.4. Yeah, I mean, it surprised me that an unknown guy like Salvador Perez was, could be there right now.
Yes, definitely. I mean, Salvador Perez really didn't make a name for himself until last postseason, and he's shown that he deserves to make a spot on the All-Star team.
Okay, so we went through the American League and the National League All-Star hockey has not come out yet. I mean, it's just interesting to see the votes coming in and how many votes. I mean, 1.5 million for Salvador Perez. That's a lot up to date, and I think it's great that it's completely online now, and that, I mean, everybody can go and see which guy you want to get instead of, like, in previous years, as I said earlier, guys that shouldn't be on the All-Star ballot are now not on the All-Star ballot. It's completely online. So go to MLB.com and vote today. All right, so the Major League Baseball draft is coming up. It's June 8th, and we will be watching and giving our full update on the draft coming up before, and we are super excited. Super excited. For the Major League Baseball draft. And it's the 50th anniversary, so we're even more excited.
Not really.
But, and again, we will be watching and doing our analysis on tonight. So, again, our analysis will be on June 9th. Yeah. So, Kendrick, as we talked about before, Reggie Jackson and Mike Schmidt are giving their draft reps to the young guys who will be coming up pretty soon. And most of it, these guys are 3 more 500 homer club, Kendrick Jr., Reggie Jackson, and Mike Schmidt, and 20 other former All-Stars, tied the list of team representatives on the floor at MLB Network Studio 42. And the 2015 MLB draft is underway on June 8th. So, Will, I mean, it's super exciting. The MLB draft is coming up. What are you looking forward to?
Well, first of all, the question, how many rounds are there?
Okay. So we go from 8 o'clock to around 11. So like 7. And then there's broadcast from June 8th to 11th. We'll be watching all 100 rounds of MLB draft, and hopefully you can link too. You get your feedback the day after and through June 8th and June 11th. MLB draft weekend is going to be pretty.
Alright, so first of all, I'll probably only make it through 3, and I'm looking for the Mount Lebanon native Ian Happ to see what team he gets drafted for.
So, I mean, this is the 50th anniversary of the event, and it will be celebrated in the style on that first day of selection in Secaucus, New Jersey. Griffey, who's a likely first ballot inductee next summer, will set the Mariners tables in a room that includes current Hall of Famers, including Jackson is with the Yankee table, Schmidt is with the Phillies, Tom Lasorda is with the Dodgers, and Andrew Dawson, Tony Perez are both with the Marlins. Other former All-Stars who were represented in the clubs include Rick Aguilar with the Twins, Bob Boone with the Nats, Johnny Damon with the Royals, Ryan Dempsey with the Cubs, Gary DeSorcino with the Angels, Steve Stanley with the Padres, Ryan Franklin with the Cardinals, Ralph Garver with the Braves, Luis Gonzalez and J.J. Putz with the D-backs, Ben Chase with the Brewers, Lee Smith with the Giants, Mario Soto with the Reds, Vijay Surhoff with the Orioles, Robbie Thompson with the Indians, Alex Trammell with the Tigers, Tim Wake with the Red Sox, and Jack Wilson with the Pirates.
Very exciting. All very, very exciting. I don't know if I've ever been excited in my life for the 50th anniversary of the MLB draft. And then everyone is also very excited.
So Surhoff is who's going to be with Milwaukee this year on the draft day. I think it was June, were both number one overall draft picks. So they can give their reps to the number one draft picks who will be coming up. I mean, that's helpful for these young guys to have Surhoff and Griffey be there for them on the night of the draft to see if they can be one of the legends to be number one and help mature enough to get to the major leagues in maybe a couple of years.
How do they, what's the order?
The order this year, surprised me how good the Astros are doing. The Astros have the second pick and the fifth pick of the draft, the two highest drafts ever this year. And the exact order of, the only one that I know right now, is the Astros with 2 and 5. I mean, it will be interesting to see where they're.
But is it a lottery or is it like based on the results? So you would have the Giants go last.
Well, the compensation pick that the Astros got, a lot of them get to pick a role. It was for a player. I'm not sure which one it was. But the compensation pick did allow for that, so now they have 2 and 5. And it's not a lottery, it's worse player. I don't think the Giants are going last. I think that the Astros aren't going to say going last because they have the best record in the regular season. And also, another representative is All Star for the Pittsburgh Pirates is going to be Omar Marino. So, very exciting there. Omar Marino and Jack Wilson represent the Pittsburgh Pirates this year. All right, fans, we are going to have to leave you sadly. So, you can tune in tomorrow from regular time. This is, again, a new regular time, 4:30. www.stopoffreferee.com/MLB. And I can also know Jason Spence. Welcome to the planning and production of the show. Thank you for tuning in. Please follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm going to check my closest Will Macline. You can email us at insidemlb123@gmail.com with your questions and tweets. Have a great day.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.